cold out there. Blustery, cloudy, snowy, icy. We'll detail the forecast in just a few minutes, which calls for a warm-up this weekend. We're talking in the 50s on Saturday, and on Sunday, temperature pretty close to 50 degrees. That means you're going to see people in shirt sleeves out there. You're going to see people taking the top down, maybe even taking the motorcycle out for a spin, and plunging into the water as well. The Polar Plunge this weekend for Special Olympics in St. Clair. And online to tell us more about it is Ted Grossnickel. Ted, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What's going on? This is Sunday is the day, right?
Correct. This Sunday at the Voyager Restaurant in St. Clair Boat Harbor.
And so what's going to be happening there?
Yeah, we have at least 100 of our crazy supporters are coming out, and they'll be freezing for a reason. So they are taking a icy polar plunge at the St. Clair Boat Harbor. So each of those individuals are currently raising funds to help support our athletes at Special Olympics Michigan. And all in all, we're hoping to raise about $25,000 through people taking the plunge and raising funds.
Wow. So even though the air temperature is going to be a little bit warmer, it's going to be mild, that water is still going to be really cold, Ted.
Yes, it will still be very cold. We hear at least 6 inches of ice will be cut away for the plungers to be able to jump in.
Wow. Why do people do this?
There's any number of reasons that our plungers support us, whether it's through having a family member or personal friend who's one of our athletes with intellectual disabilities that they want to support, or maybe they're just kind of, adrenaline junkie and want to come out and, experience jumping in the water. Or even if it's just someone who really wants to come out to a great community event and take part in this cool initiative. There's any number of reasons our plungers come out and support.
How many years has this been going on now?
Our polar plunges have been going on for at least 20 years. This year we have 25 polar plunges ranging all the way from Marquette and Sault Ste. Marie down to Ann Arbor, over to Muskegon. So we have a huge state presence. And this is one of the few remaining that's still coming up.
Yeah, and it's one of the big ones, too, isn't it?
Yes, this one is pretty big. Having at least 100 plungers, it's definitely going to be a sight to see. So spectators are welcome.
I guess it will be. You mentioned that it's for a good cause, and I think all anybody has to do is meet one of the athletes or even watch a video of Special Olympics. You get a sense of how important this mission is.
That's very true. Our athletes are a true inspiration. We have over 2,500 athletes in the St. Clair Macomb County area who benefit from this event. And quite a few have already told us they're coming out to cheer on our plunger. So we'd love to see people out there and interacting with our athletes and hearing their stories as well.
Now, are you going to be plunging or are you just going to be watching?
I will not be plunging at St. Clair. My initiation is a new Special Olympics staff member. I actually plunged myself over in Clark Lake a few weekends ago near Jackson, and it was quite an experience.
I bet it was. What advice do you have for anybody taking the plunge this weekend now that you've done it? You've got some experience under your belt.
Yeah, our best advice is first step, you got to pick an awesome, crazy costume because the athletes go wild when they see some really great costumes. But also to surprisingly wear as little as possible because if you have too much clothing on, it's quite a difficult process to take it off with it being so wet and heavy and at some of the plunges, kind of freezing as you're taking it off.
Man, oh, man. It's going to be cold, but for a good cause. If people want more information about this, again, it's at the Voyager Restaurant this Sunday afternoon. But if people want to find out more about how they can get involved, do you have a website or somewhere that where they can go for more information?
Yep, we do. They would go to plungemi.com, and that's our website for all polar plunges. So you'd have to click on St. Clair. We also are on Facebook at St. Clair Polar Plunge. And if people are looking to spectate, 2 p.m. is when the plunge actually happens in the boat harbor. So people will line up about 15 minutes early to spectate there right next to the boat harbor office.
All right. Sounds good. Ted, thanks for telling us about it. We appreciate it. Hope you get a great turnout and have a lot of fun on Sunday.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.